Thank you. As our wonderful host said, that my talk today will be about geographic disparities and willingness to engage in mobile health information exchange. I have no financial relationships to disclose. So why is this topic important? Well, we know that ownership of mobile devices has increased. According to the Pew Research Center, 90% of U.S. adults own a mobile phone, 64% own a smartphone, and 42% own a tablet. And actually, these numbers are a little bit higher, according to the Pew report that just came out last week. And we know that mobile phone ownership is common across all demographic groups, including those who live in the rural areas. We also know that use of mobile devices for health purposes is increasing, and that there is this growing demand for health information exchange between healthcare providers and patients. And though current health information is being exchanged electronically via the internet, mobile is slowly becoming a path to health information exchange. So this is exciting because this is a potential approach to overcome the healthcare gap and health disparities, because we know that rural residents tend to have poor health outcomes. And so this is a potential opportunity to connect those people to health services. But we don't know too much about attitudes towards and use of mobile technology for health information exchange. And studies suggest that sociodemographics, such as age, education, and income, and the type of health information that's being exchanged, play a role. But the influences of location haven't been examined. So the purpose of this study was to explore the association between geographic location and willingness to exchange 9 different types of health information. So how did we do this? We used the Health Information National Trends Survey, Iteration 4, Cycle 3, and briefly, HINTS is a cross-sectional, male-administered, nationally representative survey that collects data about the U.S. population's health behaviors and cancer-related communication practices. And so this is a publicly available data set that anybody can download and analyze. A total of 3,185 respondents completed the survey, but for this study, we only included respondents who completed the items of interest. So we were interested in this outcome, willingness, and willingness was assessed from this question: how willing would you be to exchange the following types of medical information with a healthcare provider electronically through your mobile phone or tablet? And 9 information types were presented. They were appointment reminders, general health tips, medication reminders, lab test results, diagnostic information, vital signs, lifestyle behaviors, symptoms, and digital images and video. And respondents had an answer choice of not at all, a little, somewhat, and very, which we dichotomized to willing and not willing. So we were mainly interested in this primary predictor, location, and we defined this in 2 ways: location by rural and urban status, which is based on the USDA designation, and the type of geographic region that respondents lived in, which was based on the US Census Bureau's designation of Census Division. We used descriptive statistics and logistic regression with a weighted sample using SAS, with urban as the reference group, South Atlantic is the reference group, and we adjusted for all these variables: age, gender, race, education, and income. So a little bit about the sample. 51% were females between the ages of 35 to 49. Over half were non-Hispanic whites, over half with some college or more, and about 53% with a household income of $50,000 or more. With respect to geographic location of the respondents, most of the respondents lived in urban areas, about 82%, and 20% lived in the South Atlantic region. So we assessed willingness to exchange health information and these are the basic frequencies. And so you can see here the top three information types that respondents were willing to exchange, and they were appointment reminders, followed by medication reminders, followed by general health tips. And then the top three that they weren't willing to exchange were diagnostic information, digital images, and lab and test results. So when we looked at the logistic regression model and the association between rural location and willingness to exchange certain health information, we saw that these information types were statistically significant. So those who lived in rural areas were less likely to exchange appointment reminders, medication reminders, lifestyle behaviors, symptoms, and digital images. When we looked at the association between geographic region and willingness to exchange certain health information, we saw that those living in the West, South, Central, so states such as Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, were less likely to exchange general health tips versus those who lived in the South Atlantic region. They were also less likely to exchange vital signs through their mobile phones, as well as lifestyle behaviors. And they were also less likely to exchange symptoms. And they were also had a lower odds of exchanging digital images versus those who lived in the South Atlantic. So some conclusions, geographic disparities were observed among those living in rural areas in the West, South, Central, these states that I just mentioned. And so what does that all mean? Increasing willingness, especially in certain geographic locations, to engage in mobile health information exchange may help to improve healthcare delivery, because current programs exist for states to establish an infrastructure for health information exchange. But there's this potential problem that if you build it, will they come? And so campaigns and health promotion programs should be tailored and targeted to these residents in these rural areas and geographic locations, so that they're able to be made aware of the benefits of health information exchange, and potentially increasing their willingness will enable patients to receive coordinated care. And everybody has an access to right to access their health information. And so definitely future research should be monitoring trends and attitudes and use of mobile for health information exchange, because they'll be important in the future. So I just want to say thank you for your attention, and I want to acknowledge my collaborators at the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT at AHHS and the Science of Research and Technology branch at NCI. Oh, I also want to put a plug in for the NCI booth if you haven't checked it out already. It provides an opportunity to meet staff and learn more about career opportunities and training, as well as research and cancer control programs. Thanks.